Today marks 2 weeks since four University of Idaho students were found stabbed to death inside an off-campus home. And despite hundreds of tips and interviews, authorities have yet to identify a suspect, a motive, or the murder weapon used to commit the gruesome murders. Still, police are knocking down rumors and assuring the public that they are making strides in the investigation.
We know that there is somebody who has somebody, some people, right? Ultimately, we know that there's a person or persons that is in a community somewhere that has committed four murders. I think it's important for the public to know that while they may not see a lot of activity in and out of the house, they may not hear about a lot of the different interviews that are occurring, we're making substantial progress.
Question on everyone's minds, when will these families get the answers they are searching for? It's a tough, anybody who's covered any murder case, but especially one as gruesome and horrifying as this involving so many victims, knows that this is a tough position for the cops.
Sure.
They're dealing with the public's right to know information. They're dealing with grieving families who are desperate for information. And then you're dealing with sort of the public at large who deserves, it's not just the families who deserve justice here. We all deserve justice for what was done to these people. I think that people can sort of find things to critique about the cops, but how do you think they're handling it?
Well, that's the thing. We don't quite know. Are they keeping everything close to the chest because maybe they're close to getting to the suspect, but they don't want to give away the game, right? I'm not a cop, but I would think that, they're working day and night on this. Is the biggest state, one of the cases, the biggest cases you'll ever see in the state of Idaho or any case, or any state for that matter. Justice not just for the families, by the way, Charlie, but justice for all the parents that have kids that go to the University of Idaho. This is thousands and thousands of people, and it's the type of campus where if you're on campus, maybe you feel safe, but the minute you're off campus, you're in a kind of an isolated area where homes are very spread out. And somebody attacks you, maybe somebody doesn't hear you scream or the cops can't get there right away. In these situations, we're used to having such overwhelming evidence. Somebody always has a cell phone that gets it. There's some sort of camera somewhere that captures it, a Ring camera. Nothing here, it feels like. I would think the time does not favor police in this situation. The more time that goes by, when you think about it, the murder seems to be pretty meticulously planned, right? Given that how little evidence was left behind. So the getaway probably was also meticulously planned, and Idaho is right on the Canadian border. This person could be in another country now for all we know.
So last night, Lisa, Lawrence Jones talked to Steve Goncalves. Listen to this.
So I just implore people to come forward, especially when you know you're even close to that timeline. Because technology is the only thing that doesn't lie, really. It's just data. It's better than an eyewitness. It's better than anything that we can produce. It's right up there with DNA.
Obviously the most important thing is to solve the case and hopefully execute this person. But, can you imagine being a parent in a situation like this?
No, I mean, I can't imagine ever bearing a child and then even particularly, in these circumstances and then not having the answers that you want as a parent, right? Not getting that closure, not seeing the justice take place and then not, seemingly having a lot of answers to so many questions that we have. You would think that this individual or individuals obviously took an enormous amount of risk, right? You're going into a house full of people. So if you're like a serial killer or something like that, why would you take that sort of risk? It seems like this was some sort of crime of passion. And then I wonder if this person or persons that they knew which rooms these four individuals were in, because why did you spare two? And how did those two people not wake up when the victims had defensive wounds? So I don't know. I mean, this is just such a puzzling case and just it's so sad to see four young lives taken from this earth. And I feel so bad for the parents to not have any closure right now. So
I'm looking at this and hoping that the police know more than they're letting on because they have some sort of trail that they're going down. We were talking a little bit about the DNA evidence last night or the absence of it. What's really interesting about it is maybe they are sitting on something. Maybe it isn't something that's a smoking gun that went through the FBI's DNA database that takes them, right to a specific person. But that also would tell you that that person isn't a convicted criminal if their DNA wasn't in that database. And so I think that's interesting, could give them some clues to start going down, you know, certain paths. But I also think in a local community like that, if they tell everybody everything that they know, all of a sudden somebody could, you know, flee, get away. I'm also worried about this becoming a cold case as we head into the holidays. The farther you get from the date it happened, it becomes more and more difficult.
Yeah, the most important thing is that they build a case and convict somebody.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.